Hi, my name is Santito. This is Crypto Kid Podcast. I'm going to be talking to you guys about blockchain technology and cryptocurrency.
What's up, my little peeps? Glad you tuned in. Thank you to all my fans, my day oneers, for the support and the love, most importantly. So this podcast episode, well, there's three parts to this. The first segment, it's going to be about the VeChain partnership, okay, with shopping.io. And this is a pretty huge milestone. To its official medium to announce its recent partnership with VeChain, the collaboration was struck to enable vet holders to shop on Amazon, eBay, Walmart, Etsy using VET coin. I've been a holder of VeChain since 2017, and it's been volatile. It's been pretty volatile. It was really exciting when it reached over 20 cents for me, and then all of a sudden it just tanked. It literally tanked to the ground. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't really matter, because the most important thing about vet holders across 7 countries will be able to use this future to shop using their coins. And it just shows how the momentum with mainstream media shopping platforms, celebrities. By the way, shout out to the Conor McGregor fight and his opponent's corner for wearing cryptocurrency shirts. It's becoming more alive. It's literally coming to fruition. And just a quick side note, this shows that these celebrities and corporations have a knowledge of where technology is going and how they're going to be able to use it to their day-to-day lives in making the world a better place. I'm going to talk more about that in the next segment. The second one is, it's just going to be about my journey. You know, my journey through this wicked world and making the best of things and staying grounded to my purpose of podcasting and I really truly believe, like, what I'm doing, what I'm leaving on these episodes is gonna help humanity in the future. Even now, if you're going through it and you're still not sure with what path you wanna take in life, if you wanna go with your own intuition or if you wanna follow other people's advice or opinions. And I'm going to tell you which one that I chose. For those of you who are new to this podcast channel, my loyal fans already know, so, and if you forgot, it'll just be regurgitated to you. The third segment is just for you Christians who are religious. It's just going to talk about me going to church this past Sunday at the time of this recording and talking to the pastor about how the world's getting a hold of me and it's been really distracting me with my studies of the Bible and in my alone time with God. So, just talk a little bit about that. Hopefully, you all enjoy this episode and stay tuned in. What's going on, everybody? It's Crypto Kid here. If you're new to the channel, let me know. Feel free to call in. Or for some of you, like to call me at work. My boss, honestly, when someone did that, my boss, his jaw dropped so hard to the ground. He couldn't believe that I was famous on the internet. And yeah, and someone also stopped by to take a picture with me, and that was pretty good feeling that have listeners out here in Alton Bay, New Hampshire. So definitely validating. But on the contrary, besides from that, VeChain, yeah. For you crypto enthusiasts that are involved with Vetcoin, this is a huge moment in history that really puts cryptocurrency on the map with buying and selling on the internet through basic shopping goods. And for those of you who've been following VeChain for a while, know that they originally wanted to do luxury goods, but now they're getting into different parts, and that's what I was talking about. When projects grow, they expand beyond their expectations. They just take another leap forward towards success, another chance of risk, and gotten in the food industry too with food supply. Apparently there was, well, not apparently, proven fact that the canal in Egypt got backed up by a ship blocking the route, and it got the world's attention for 6 days, and companies lost a lot of money because of this this tragedy. Not really tragedy, but just slowing things down for the demand of supply. So now this will change how food supply will be monitored and how fast it can get and where they can go and be able to calculate any delays and most importantly prevent delays, because we live in fast times now and everybody wants things instantly. So nobody really wants to wait for the products to get to them, and hopefully this will help speed things up much quicker. Starting from July 9th, VeChain holders will receive a 2% discount on all items when they use VET to make purchases for the first 2 weeks. This is to incentivize VeChain holders to utilize, basically giving the incentive to use your cryptocurrencies with this partnership. So it's a great opportunity, and hopefully this will help bring in new user for both VeChain and shopping.io to increase their customer base. Shopping.io launched the partnership in line with all of the top cryptocurrencies. Also, Shopping.io partner with new and exciting projects that match the vision of the company, which is that of a future where crypto is mainstream. Like I said before, this is something not to be taken lightly. I mean, I'm not a financial expert, but watch what's going on in the world. Use your third eye, get it open. Okay? Need to wake you up. Founder and CEO of Shopping.io committed on the vision for the company. To him, the partnership with VeChain has been a huge accomplishment for Shopping.io, a move that gets the crypto space one step closer to crypto adoption in e-commerce, in many other things. More than we know. Bringing consumers even closer to be able to use their VeChain everywhere that they go, they're going to be able to use it. Providing cryptocurrency e-commerce onboarding and fulfillment services intentionally. Shopping.io is the first of its kind to achieve this. What do you think about cryptocurrency and its mass adoption coming forward? Do you think that everybody's gonna use blockchain technology for everyday life. And how far do you think VeChain will take it? My opinion, I think it's going to go a long way. And definitely by 2025, VeChain will be over 50 cents, 50 to 90 cents. So if you're going to buy any of that altcoin, now would be the time. Now would be the time, because I notice in the downtrend, the bear market, for those who want to be fancy with cryptocurrency terminology, celebrities and business gurus are, it seems like they're tending to get more involved with cryptocurrency as the markets go down, because when the markets go back up, that's where they're going to make all their money back. So the losses that they're taking as the bear market goes down, it's just only for a little amount of time. And their visions for the long run, it's going to be much more rewarding and satisfying to their accomplishments and their achievements with projects and company goals. And there's going to be more stuff like this that's going to be happening. Like with, I've been a while since I've done some research on Redcoin, but last I heard, that content creators are going to be able to get tips from their fans with Redcoin. So there's just going to be so much use for this kind of technology. And we want to stay ahead of the game. We want to be just as innovated and knowing where the future will take us, and to jump on board, because by the time the whole population of the world takes cryptocurrency seriously, it's going to be too late, and the big winners are going to be the ones that have been holding since the very beginning, since 2009, 2014, 2017, and now 2021. All those people that have been holding are doing extraordinarily well. So just take that into consideration, and hopefully this episode's helped you understand VeChain a little bit better looking at peeling the layers to the onion that's happening. Shout out to those who already believe in the projects, and keep sharing on your platforms. Tell the world who CryptoKid is, and let it be. Take it easy, world. How's it going? Glad everybody tuned in to this exciting part of the show. And thanks for listening to the most boringest part of this podcast channel. But I want to tell you reason why I do it real quick. This is off the script. I do it because this is something that has true value in people's lives. And that goes along with cryptocurrency, with story time, with Bible thumping if you're religious. It's just showing. I want to be able to show you people that you have the universe within you and you're able to achieve literally anything that you want. And this kind of goes in with what I said in the intro, just making the best of what you have out of this wicked society that we live in. And by the way, this story is fictional. Doesn't mean anything. It's just fantasy. But when I took psychedelics, it literally brought me to a whole another realization of seeing the world at a different perspective. And I believe like it opened my third eye and gave me an enormous amount of unearned wisdom. Things I shouldn't know, and that would have been better off. I probably would have been better off not knowing certain things about people, about the nastiness in this world. It's disheartening. It's just like, how can I make this world a better place when we are programmed not to achieve too much, to stay quiet, not to ask too many questions? You know, we should be teaching our children how to use critical thinking at a young age. How to pick things apart. And it's just a funny thing. Because it's genetic. It's already something built inside us. And then like the 1% wants to keep us down and wants us to be slaves to them and to be obedient. When I believe that everybody should have a fair chance. And I know I've talked about taking the labor force away from people. But as time moves on, as time progresses, technology gets bigger, there's going to be a no choice. Like, and then people are going to be forced to find something else to do for a living, since they can't do construction anymore or lay down tile or do plumbing or electricity, because AI is going beyond the realms and it's getting smarter and faster and capable of doing hard jobs. And it's going to be a sad thing because once that happens, like there's going to be like your minority that has mass wealth that invested in the AI technology, to do labor work. And then there's going to be your majority that's going to be in poverty and that are not going to know how to make a living because all they ever done their whole entire life was a trade instead of going beyond the realms of trying different things and trying new hobbies and not being stuck on one thing and staying on top of trends and where the future is going. And that's such a unique thing about entrepreneurs, is because for me, an example, as I do labor, I want to fix the problem like that people have with laziness and lack of capability of doing a job. Myself, like, how can I make this project better and more easier and efficient instead of me working very hard and breaking my body for something that robots is going to take over anyways, so might as well get on the train and finding other entrepreneurs and startups that already see the vision and already have the plan in place. They just need the backers. They need the hedge funders, people to help them with their visions and to get out of their struggle in life and to see like problems to solutions. And the time will come where we will be fully dependent on robots doing miscellaneous things for our everyday lives. But also wanting them to do good in lives. How can with all the knowledge and experience that I build up, like, how can I still keep people together and people curious about things and new opportunities and taking advantage of opportunities when they fall right in front of you? I'll give you an example on a missed opportunity that I had. Back in 2014, I saw Bitcoin just over $100. Now, I don't know why I never invested. I just didn't think it would go up any higher. So I promised myself, never again will I pass up that kind of opportunity. And I literally, I don't know what it is with these artificial intelligence companies. Their lines are just so busy, and I haven't gotten any emails back from them to hold stake interest on companies. So if you're an entrepreneur that's thinking about doing big things in the world with AI, I definitely want to be a part of that and show people how far I and a company can take things. also being diversified as an entrepreneur, having other sources of income. Like the other day I went with a coworker that's invested in cryptocurrencies too, and we are literally driving around Alton Bay, New Hampshire to look for properties to Airbnb out in the future for vacationers and seasonal residents. And other business opportunities to be looking after. And honing in on our skills and our experiences with where we want to be in life and showing everybody that just a couple of average people made it big, and if they did it, I can do it too. And those are the things that I tell myself. I look at Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg. All these guys put in the grind because they saw something much bigger than them. And the opportunity of the internet and digital world and how fast it was going. And they disassembled it just like a Rubik's Cube. They figured it out. They figured it out. The key to success. And we could do it too. We can do it too. If anybody could do it, why not me? Why not you? Why not your kids? Why not your loved ones? So no matter, I guess I would close it like this. No matter what kind of struggle you're going through right now, I'm in there with you. I'm struggling right along there with you. And we need each other to keep us positive and to really go after our intuition. And I chosen my intuition to follow. Oh man. I wonder if someone is okay because got the fire sirens going on. Wow. Very noisy. Anyways, what is your intuition is telling you? What path are you taking? Are you taking the path of others' expectations of you? Are you following your guts and not caring what other people say or think of you? So, thank you so much. If you find this podcast segment helpful, share this on your platforms. Keep listening, and whatever it is that you're trying to achieve in life, give it your all. Give every bit that you have, and try to show everybody that your ideas were meaningful and had an impact on this world. Because we only live a short amount of time, so might as well do what you want to do while you can. Sup, my Bible thumpers. Glad you tuned in. It's quite a long episode, wasn't it? But, so I'll give you what you want to hear. I went to church this past Sunday at the time of the recording, and I don't know. It's just, it felt relieving at the same time, because I got to see one of my friends that I met my first week up here in Alton Bay, New Hampshire. And the guy, he's a pastor at a local church, and it's a Bible believing church, which I really like. And they're kind of, they don't even have a church building, so that's unique, because people gather in each other's homes, and even though they don't have a designated place for worship, they make the best of what they have. And they are working on getting a church building, and I hope they do, because it reminisce when my church didn't have a building, and how we grew. And that was quite an experience growing up as a kid. But as I talked to the pastor, because he was a guest speaker here at the Christian campground that I'm staying at, before the message, he asked me, he's like, how are my devotions doing? How's my walk with God? And I was honest with him. I was just like, you know, honestly, I've been discouraged, and I haven't opened my Bible in weeks. And he prayed for me right then and there. And he told me that to stay on the path and not let Satan take a hold of you. And I was like, it's just this world. It's just like caught in the temptations of this world. It's just, for some reason, feels more appealing to me than to really focus on God and His heart. Like, the temporary satisfaction that I get is more appealing. And later on in the message, he said that Satan wants us to steer away from God and does everything that he can to distract us with temporary pleasure. So I was really encouraged by his message, and to try to have discipline with my studies, and to keep looking to God for the answers of the many problems that I have, and giving everything to God's hands. So later on that day, I just felt like a bunch of warmth built up inside, in relievement that God still loves me, no matter how many times I avoid him or walk away from him. Like, he is really a patient God, and he really does love me and care for me and want the best for my life. And then I was talking to my neighbor a couple days later, and we were just talking about Florida and my family and whatnot. He's asked me if my parents go to church where I attend. And I was like, no. My mom and dad, they walked away from the Lord, and they're kind of following the way of the world. And I'm trying my best not to follow their footsteps, because I know what's right, what God has for me is the right thing to do, and to keep on the path of searching for God. And how is he going to use me? Even though I have different ambitions, like wanting to be a famous entrepreneur, podcaster, billionaire, celebrity, that's what I really want in life. And if I do get that, like, how can I give honor to God for my success? Because the honor is not easy. The giving honor and giving gratitude and appreciation of achievement. For me, I get selfish. It's like, well, I did this. I got here. I got all these listeners. I got all this money. How can I use that because the other side of my heart is like, well, maybe you should go after something much, much meaningful, like with ministry and discipleship and helping other churches grow. By the way, Cuba, prayers for Cuba. They are going through some issues, and I just pray that the communist dictatorship falls apart so more churches can be planted in Cuba, and missionaries will be able to go there safely, travel safe, without having the risk of persecution or being thrown in jail for teaching the gospel. So that's about it. I'm going to leave off with a little prayer. Lord, I just pray that if anybody is going through doubt with you and your son Jesus, that you make yourself real to them, that you allow the Holy Spirit to touch their hearts and to let their bad, or let their good override the bad things that they've done in life. Because we are all sinners, Father. And everybody has secrets. Everybody has guilt. Everybody has shame. But you save us from all that. You save us and you love us. And you're very patient, very patient, for others to turn to your heart. And I just pray that the world recognizes that they need your son Jesus. They need you. And I need you. And there's no one above you. Nobody. In your name I pray. Amen.